This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has said that it will open a pre-marital counselling centre in every district of the country. Talking to media in Patna, NCW chairperson Vijay Rahatkar said these counselling centres will be opened at government spaces and it will be operated under the supervision of district or municipal bodies. Ms. Rahatkar said these pre-marital centres will help those couples who are going to tie the knot. The chairperson said at the centre, council will provide help regarding social, psychology and behavioural aspects of marriage. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and China are trying to rebuild the ties damaged by the Galwan Valley clashes of 2020, as a tense relationship will not serve either side. Dr. Jaishankar said differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kyung Wan Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi.
What happened in 2020 was actually very traumatic for the relationship. It wasn't just the bloodshed, it was the disregard of written agreements. Because this isn't a grey area we are talking about. I mean, the departure from the terms of what was agreed to was very sharp and very substantial. We are still dealing with some parts of this. But we also felt that the way forward was to find a negotiated outcome, and that's what we've been trying to do since 2020.
Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that since October last year, relations between the two countries have seen some improvement, with both nations working on various aspects of their ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India and the US are holding very active and intense discussions on trade. He added that New Delhi is also looking at boosting its energy ties with the US and making sure that there's a stable, reasonable, predictable energy environment that is something crucial to India's long-term growth and development. Dr. Jaishankar said that on trade, they had a very open discussion and it is the result of the decision by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump to have a bilateral trade agreement by fall this year. India's efforts and progress in reducing preventable child deaths has been lauded as exemplar by the United Nations, which cited the example of health initiatives such as Ayushman Bharat. The United Nations Interagency Group for Child Mortality Estimation Report said the country has made gains through health system investment. The report highlighted that since 2000, India achieved an under-5 mortality reduction of 70% and a neonatal mortality reduction of 61%. US President Donald Trump has declared a 25% tariff on all imported vehicles entering the United States. The new import taxes will go into effect on April 2nd, the same date he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs aimed at the countries responsible for the bulk of the US trade deficit. Trump said the measure aims to incentivize car manufacturers to establish more production facilities within US borders. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir today. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms is also expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and some parts of Punjab today. In squash, India's Anhat Singh, Joshna Chinnappa and Abhay Singh have stormed into the semi-final of Indian Open. Anhat defeated Egypt's Nadine El Hamami 3-2 in the women's quarterfinals in Mumbai yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.